Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. Oh, Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success, share success.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel and respected elders, before we begin, I want to mention a fazila, a blessing, in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon the one who recites salat upon me once, and an angel is appointed to convey that salat to me, subhanallah. With love and devotion, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned that the intention of a believer is better than his actions. So let's make good intentions together, inshallah azza wa jal, that we will listen to the entire beyond to gain the knowledge of Islam, inshallah azza wa jal. We will try wherever we are to sit in a respectful manner for showing respect to religious knowledge. We will try to refrain from laziness during the beyond. And we will listen to the beyond to reform ourselves, inshallah azza wa jal. And whatever we hear and listen to and learn, we will attempt to pass this on to others, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I want to start with the narration, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, respected elders. And then, through this, inshallah azza wa jal, we will come to know today's topic. Sayyidina Yunus bin Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was one of the famous noble awliya of his age. Very pious and massive scholar. He used to spend most of his time in the masjid, engaged in the worship of his Lord. He was in his youth dedicated to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once he was coming out of the masjid, and suddenly his gaze, his eyesight fell upon a young woman in the path. His heart, it's mentioned, became inclined towards her for a short while. However, immediately, he regretted this act and raised his hands for supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he supplicated with these words, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. Oh my Lord, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, no doubt you have blessed me with these eyes, which are a great blessing. But I fear that I will suffer the punishment due to these eyes, and they may become a cause of my destruction. Oh my Lord, take my sight away from me. As soon as he did this dua, Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his supplication and he lost his eyesight and became blind. After this, he used to keep his nephew with him. And his nephew would help him go to the masjid and come back to his home. And in his basic other needs as well. His nephew would help him daily in his everyday life. His nephew would leave him at the masjid and it's mentioned that he would go play with other children. Once his uncle would finish his namaz in the masjid, he would call his nephew to come and take him home. Once on one occasion, Sayyidina Yunus bin Yusuf was in the masjid when he felt something crawling on him. He called to his nephew, who was playing with the other children outside nearby. But his nephew could not hear him. When this was happening, he was afraid, Sayyidina Yunus, that the creature, whatever was crawling on him, he might cause harm to him. So then he done dua again and supplicated in the court of Allah, pleading, O my merciful, generous Lord, you blessed me with eyes, which are a great blessing. But I feared that due to the incorrect use of these eyes, they may become a cause of me being afflicted with punishment. Therefore, I did dua, Ya Allah. I supplicated, asking you to remove my eyesight. Oh my Lord, the dua continues. Now I fear that if I do not get my sight back, it may become a cause of tribulation and disgrace for me. As I am not able to see anything, a dangerous animal may cause harm to me. And I am constantly in need of turning to others to fulfill my needs, which has caused anguish for me. Oh my Lord, restore my sight. This was the dua of Sayyidina Yunus. Immediately it's mentioned that this pious saint of Allah, he did dua at the beginning that his eyesight is removed because he was scared that what if he commits haram with those eyes and he might be punished. Now he is doing dua, dear viewers on Madhya channel. Oh Allah, I might be harmed because of this animal crawling upon me. I am dependent upon my nephew. Oh Allah, restore my eyesight. Dear viewers of Madhya channel, it's mentioned that the dua had not been completed yet and he had regained his eyesight. And then it's mentioned he returned to his home without anybody's help. The one stating this narration, he goes on to say, I have seen this man in both states, i.e. I saw him when he was blind, this pious wali of Allah, and I saw him when he was okay, when he had his eyesight. And then through the blessing of dua, due to that, his original state was returned to him, i.e. his eyesight was restored. Then he would go to the masjid himself without anybody's help and worship his Lord. Dear viewers of Madhya channel and respected elders, the topic today is to be thankful and grateful, show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal for the ni'matah, the blessings Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. The pious predecessors, they were fearful of Allah Almighty. They were modest and they were punctual in their prayers. I mentioned that he would still go and to the masjid, but here, today in our situation, we might have a little bit of taklif, a small amount of pain, and we will be very quick to miss our jamaat. We will be very quick to leave our salah. But here, what do we learn from the pious predecessor's life? Even though he had no eyesight, he was punctual in his salah, and they were grateful, and they were mustajab al-dua. Meaning that their du'as were accepted and they understood the real meaning and value of the blessings bestowed to them by Allah Almighty. This is a Madhya channel. If your eyes, it's mentioned unintentionally, fall upon a ajnabi non-mahram woman, rather than succumbing to the temptation of shaitan and losing themselves in their beauty, wandering after her and have indecent thoughts about her, like immodest people, they would feel, the pious people, they would feel very ashamed because they were aware of the reality of the eyes being a grateful blessing. They knew that using these eyes in permissible acts was gratitude for this blessing, and using them for impermissible acts alongside being foolish and ungrateful would make them deserving of the fire of hell. When they saw themselves unable to fulfill the right of this blessing, they would supplicate Allah Almighty's court for its removal, so that their eyesight would not fall upon a non-mahram woman again. Dear viewers of Madhya channel, respected elders, we learn here as well, this ruling should be borne in the mind, that if one's gaze unintentionally, keyword, unintentionally falls upon a non-mahram woman, it is wajib, another keyword, it is wajib to look away immediately. And to look again now, this is impermissible. As the beloved and most beautiful creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we learn from his blessed hadith, he once said to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Ali, do not follow the first glance with a second, i.e., if your eyesight falls upon a woman unintentionally, then avert your gaze immediately and do not look again. Because the first glance is permissible, however, the second glance is not. Commentating on this beautiful hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naini rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that the meaning of first glance here is that which unintentionally falls on a non-mahram woman. And the second glance here is that which is intentional. If one persists in the first glance, it will also be in the ruling of the second. Therefore, one will be sinful for this first glance. Another Madni pearl that we can gain from this beautiful, beautiful hadith and narration is that despite being deprived of the blessing of sight, the pious servants of Allah Almighty, they would still go to the masjid as mentioned before, and they would read the namaz with the congregation, with the jamaat. They would have the mindset that even if we do not have the blessing of sight, we still have the blessing of other limbs, such as hands and feet, etc. Therefore, these noble personalities, the pious people of Allah, the awliya Allah, they would take the support of someone in reaching the masjid to attain the blessings of offering prayer in the congregation. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel and respected elders, this was the state of the pious. However, today, what is our state? We must look at ourselves. Many Muslims, upon receiving blessings and on occasions of happiness, what do we do? Let's ask ourselves today that we have just heard how the pious predecessors, how grateful they were, how they had qadr, they had care and gratitude, they were thankful in their hearts for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. How do we, me and you, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, show respect and gratitude through our actions for the blessings that we have? Today, if we see in our households, on occasions of happiness, such as aqiqah, marriages, engagement, Independence Day, etc., what do me and you do? Do we do dua? Do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings? Do we say, Ya Allah, we thank you with the bottom of our heart, and then through our actions, we follow upon this. Not just do dua and say, Ya Allah, thank you, and do something that we're not supposed to do. But we actually go out, we read namaz. We go to the masjid. We feed the poor. Unfortunately, today, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, if me and you ask ourselves, what do we do on such happy occasions in our lives, such as weddings and aqiqah, such as engagements and Independence Day? Rather than showing our gratitude, unfortunately, ma'azallah, we earn the displeasure of Allah Almighty. How? We are destroying our afterlife through openly engaging in satanic acts. And what are those acts? We start listening to music. And we do customs that oppose our Sharia. We do all sorts of wrongs. Some of us, we even start dancing. We start moving to the beats of the drums and the music. And we have no shame in our hearts. We don't care who's looking. One is that we are not showing gratitude, that Allah is showing us, giving us this blessing. The other is that we don't care who's looking. Openly, out in the open, we are doing whatever we feel like. And we are not even bothered whether will Allah be pleased with this action? Will he be happy? Will the Prophet Muhammad who is closer to us than our own soul, will he be happy? Remember, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, especially nowadays, how we live our lives and how we are showing gratitude. We must take heed and think 100 times before we do something, whether this action will please Allah or not. Whether this action will bring me closer to my Rabb. O ma'az Allah wa a'udhu billah. What if it takes me towards the fire of hell? This one action, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, we heard that the pious people of Allah, they were so scared they did dua for the ni'mat that was given to them, i.e. the eyesight that we have today. This is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. The pious predecessor did dua, Ya Allah, take this eyesight away from me. This eyesight, this ni'mat that you have given me, it might be a cause of destruction for me on the Day of Judgment. I might be deserving of the fire of hell. This was their state. And today we have our eyesight. Today we have our ears, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. We have our hands and feet. We are going to wrong places. We are hurting our Muslim brothers and sisters with our hands. We are looking at haram. Who knows what we are doing alone in our rooms? But remember, Allah is watching. Nothing is hidden from Allah. Who knows why we listen to on such happy occasions? And the keyword happy occasions, when happiness comes into our life, dear viewers of Madhya Channel and respected elders, what's our reaction? You know, do we thank Allah? Do we do dua? And if we do dua, do we follow up on our dua? I.e. we show gratitude through our actions. We go to the masjid, we read namaz. Do we read even nafal of shukr? You know, do we read voluntary prayers to thank Allah? Do sajda to Allah that, Ya Allah, you've given me such a blessing. My son or daughter is getting married today. My kids' lives will be settled now. Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you've given us such beautiful relations for our children. Unfortunately, what happens, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, to show our gratitude, like I said, we start blasting music. We start playing music. We start moving to the tune of the beats, and we don't even care who's looking. To help us and understand the destruction of music, there are three narrations mentioned here in front of me regarding the destructions of music and to take admonition. Number one, it's mentioned two sounds are cursed in the world and in the hereafter. Number one, the sound of musical instruments upon a blessing. And number two, wailing at the time of calamity. The second narration states, whoever sits with a songstress, the one who sings songs, and listens attentively, Allah Almighty, astaghfirullah, will pour molten lead into his ears on the day of judgment. And number three, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahmatullahi alayhi, a massive Shafi'i scholar, he says, save yourself from music and instruments as they incite desire. Destroy your sense of shame, equivalent to alcohol, and cause intoxication like it. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to another narration, dear viewers of Madhya Channel and respected elders, and let's compare today. We are here, we are sitting, we are listening. We know that the pious predecessors, we can never compare to them. But our Amiri Al-Sunnat, Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, he has given us from one of the 12 Madni works of Dawat Islami, the Nek Amal booklet. And what is the Nek Amal booklet? It's mentioned that this booklet, it helps us to have self-contemplation. You know, sitting down and realizing at the end of the day, what did I do today? Did I read my namaz with jamaat? Was I in the first row of the masjid? Did I make good intentions? The very first one is, did I make good intentions? And one of those madni namaz is, for example, you know, did you do pious actions? Did you do good deeds? And you know, the self-accountability, dear viewers of Madni Channel, if we don't do this, then we will never have a checking balance. You know, today we check our money. If we're a businessman, you know, we look at our profits, we look at what we're gaining, we make sure that we're not in loss, etc., etc. We are checking always to see that if we are ahead of the game. Just like this, if you use a Madhya Channel, I'm trying to explain that are we having a check-in balance with our good actions? Do we sit down and think to ourselves, today, was this for Allah Azza wa Jal? Was this niyat to show off? Or was it for Allah? Was this, you know, when I sat down and I was listening to the speech, even me, delivering a speech, was this for Allah Azza wa Jal? Listen, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, to this beautiful account with the ears of your hearts and compare how we are grateful and how they were grateful. It's mentioned, Sayyidina Imam Al-Awza'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that a pious predecessor told him this beautiful narration. And the narration goes like this, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. There was a man who was anxiously in search for the noble awliya. He wanted to meet the pious people of Allah. And in search of them, he says, I was wandering in the deserts, I went to the mountains, and I went to the jungles, so that I can see the blessings upon them, and I can receive their blessings. Once he said, because of this purpose, to go out and get blessings from these individual pious people of Allah, I headed towards Egypt. He says that nearing Egypt, I saw a tent. in a deserted area. And there was a man, listen to Views of Madhu Channel. This man, I saw him, he had lost his hands, he had lost his feet, and he had lost his eyes due to leprosy. Imagine, put yourself in this person's shoes, dear viewers of Madhu Channel. Let's pause for a second. He lost his hands, his feet, and his eyes. Just losing one of these things, how difficult will life be? And will me and you thank Allah? Will we show gratitude with our other limbs? Our tongues are still working. Will we have the zikr of Allah always on our tongues? Let's think, dear viewers of Madhu Channel. What would our state be if we lost just one of these things? It's mentioned here, this man had lost his hands, his feet, and his eyes. However, even in this state, it's mentioned that this great individual, he was praising Allah Azawajal, subhanAllah. These were the words, this man who's narrating the story, he says, these were the words I heard this man who was blind saying, oh my Lord, I praise you with a praise equal to the praise of all your creation. Oh my Lord, indeed, you are the creator of all creation, and you are superior to all. I express gratitude to you upon the blessing by favoring me over many other people amongst your creation. SubhanAllah. He was doing dua, dear viewers of Madhu Channel. The one narrating this narration says, upon seeing this, the state of this person, having lost his eyes, his hands, and his feet, he said, by Allah Almighty, I will indeed ask this person, the way he is showing gratitude, was he taught. Therefore, he says, I went towards him with this intention and greeted him with salam. I want to ask you something. Will you answer it? He says, if I know the answer, yes, I will answer it, inshallah, azawajal. He said, which blessing is it that you are praising Allah Almighty for? What favor is it that you are expressing gratitude for? Despite, dear viewers of Madhu Channel, you have lost your hands, despite losing your feet, despite losing your eyesight, you are still praising Allah. Listen to the ears of your hearts. Dear viewers of Madhu Channel, you know what that person said? Imagine you are in his shoes. You have no eyesight, no hands, no feet. This man, this pious man, he is now going to give the answer to why he is praising Allah in the best of ways. He said, oh man, do you not see how Allah has dealt with me? The man replied, why not? I have seen everything. He goes on to say, look, if Allah Almighty had willed, even though he is blind, even though he has lost his hands, even though he has lost his feet, he said, if Allah Almighty willed, he could send down fire from the sky that would burn me. He said, it could turn me into ashes. He said, if Allah Almighty willed, he could command the mountains to destroy me and crush me, or order the ocean to drown me, and then instruct the earth to swallow me. However, despite all of this, do you not see that Allah Almighty has protected me from all of these calamities? So why should I not express gratitude to my Lord? Why should I not praise and love him? SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As we learn from the pious predecessors, even if we are struck with calamity, and remember, when you are struck with calamity, your character is then shown. Meaning a person's character, every day, if you see a person and he is happy every single day, when he is happy, he has money, he has car, he has a house, everything's going for him brilliantly. He will have a positive attitude, generally. But when you are struck with a calamity, when somebody in your family, for example, passes away, when you are in a financial loss, when something happens within your relationships, now you are distressed, now you are upset. Now your character, it will show what kind of character you really have. You know, did you thank Allah when you had all your blessings? Now are you going to thank Allah when when a blessing has been taken away? What's your mindset like? Are you going to complain? Or like the pious predecessors, are you going to say, Ya Allah, I still thank you. Alhamdulillah, whatever we had, take care and show gratitude in the ni'mat, in the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. And on top of that, when a blessing has gone, because we never know when a blessing might go, let's also make this intention that before the blessing goes, we will also show qadr, we will show gratitude in the form of salah, in the form of dua, in the form of dhikr of Allah. Alhamdulillah, you have blessed me with eyesight, you have blessed me with pious offspring, you have blessed me with hands and feet, and indeed the views of Madhya Channel and respected elders. These are all priceless items. You can't put a price on this. Let's make this intention as we have come to the end of our beyond. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will always try to show gratitude no matter what the situation is. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sending success, say